This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. A recent community meeting in Ann Arbor illustrates a challenge many urban areas throughout Michigan are facing. Deer, specifically deer that are a road hazard, deer that are munching their way through gardens and parks and people's landscaping. Ann Arborites heard details of two ways to control the deer population, lethal and non-lethal. A biologist from Rochester Hills described his city's non-lethal program. They rely on better road signage, much more community education. And then a group called Washtenaw Citizens for Ecological Balance made their case for hiring sharpshooters. Sharpshooters that would take out 250 deer next winter, with more to be killed in subsequent years. Just what can a city do about too many deer? Kristen Bissell is with us now. She's a wildlife biologist with the Michigan DNR. Hello, Kristen. Welcome.
Hi, good to be with you.
Kristen, is there an objective way to determine whether a city has too many deer, or does it just come down to traffic accidents and complaints? I guess I'm asking, when is it time to take action?
It's really up to the community or the community's representatives to decide when they're at a point that they want to do something. Do we have a problem, and do we have a problem that we want to address? And then what's going to be the best way to address that for our community?
Are we seeing more deer statewide?
I wouldn't say that. I think maybe the issue is more that we're seeing more conflicts with deer in urban areas. Deer and human populations overlap everywhere, but in these urban areas, the conflicts seem to be a little bit less tolerable.
So as a biologist, I'm hoping you could help us look at these options, this lethal versus non-lethal. And we know that Ann Arbor group, the Washtenaw Citizens for Ecological Balance, wanted these sharpshooters to cull 250 deer to get things started. How have you seen this work in other communities?
It's been the most commonly used method for managing deer populations in these kinds of communities. And we've seen success in it. You know, one thing that a community really should do is define what they believe success is. You know, a lot of people want to see more diverse vegetation growing in their parks so they can assess vegetation diversity with exclosures in those parks to see if lowering the deer density is actually decreasing the amount of browsing happening and increasing the structural and species diversity in parks. You might evaluate the number of complaints that are coming in about deer-related property damage or deer car accidents or all of those things. So those are some of the ways that you can evaluate success. And what we have seen for long-term programs, deer population is reduced. It takes, you know, effort to harvest a deer increases. The number of deer and the number of human-deer conflicts, I guess, decrease. The case that I have the most experience personally from my position is Ella Sharp Park call in Jackson, the city of Jackson, Summit Township. And when I first started, they went through all their public meetings. They'd been having public meetings for years, and they had finally come to a decision that they wanted to use lethal methods to address their problems. And so, you know, we worked together to do a permit that would allow them to remove deer out of season using sharpshooters. And their first year, it took about 3 days to shoot and harvest 80 deer. And then this year, it took over a month for them to get 30.
Mm.
So it's you see the difference in the densities, and you see the difference in the complaints. And you actually see the difference in, acceptance of a program, too. The first year of those programs are always very, very contentious. You usually see protesting, and you have a lot of very concerned calls, people worried about human safety. And that usually happens the first couple years of a program, but now I never really hear anything about it. It's just it happens every year. We manage deer here. This is a management program. This is how they handle it. And it's much quieter than it ever was before.
So. I'm speaking with wildlife biologist with the Michigan DNR, Kristen Bissell, as we look at ways that communities can deal with deer overpopulation. What about the non-lethal control methods. What kinds of things have you seen working in communities, Kristen?
You know, I know that Rochester Hills, I haven't dealt with them. I know that they moved to methods where they are reducing cover around roads and opening up roads a little bit to try to reduce car collisions with deer so that people have a better visibility of when deer are coming out. So there's things like that you can do. There's feeding bans that can happen. These things can reduce the number of negative interactions with deer, but they don't address population growth. So those communities still do have, increasing deer numbers. And so, again, it comes down to what does the community think the problem really is and what can they live with. I haven't dealt with a community that had enough of a problem to be working with me that didn't end up going in a route that would address population. Hmm. But, there's been talk of things like contraception and sterilization. Those are very, very intense methods. Those only affect birth rates, so they don't affect the lag time and seeing a population change. You still are waiting for animals to die and then not be replaced.
So you'd have to have some patience to have that pay off.
It would be very expensive, very elaborate. It would involve a lot of animal handling. Deer are not a species that handle as well as some other things. Some animals are, pretty easy to manipulate and release, and they get through it just fine. Deer definitely would have a mortality rate associated with handling. But that's something that right now we don't have a permit process. We don't have any contraceptives that are approved for Michigan, so it would be a process that's beyond my level. But if a community had a plan for going that route and wanted to bring it to us, we would certainly consider it. But as of right now, I'm always telling folks, you have to decide, what the problem really is and have a method for assessing, do you have a problem? What is your problem? And what is your definition of success?
And the only one that can really decide that is the community and the residents in meetings, such as the one that was in Ann Arbor, but it was pretty contentious. But
and it always will be. Nobody ever agrees on deer management. Even hunters is just one group of people that are interested in deer don't agree on deer management. So the interesting and good thing is that everybody values deer in some way, and we don't want people to lose that value for deer. We don't want them to become a species that is considered, just giant rats in the streets. You're never going to eliminate deer. You will always have to be living with them. It's just a matter of, how you want to live with them. Are you going to manage them or not? If you are going to manage populations, how are you going to do that? What method is right for you and your community? And, do you have the resources to do it?
Kristen Bissell is a wildlife biologist with the Michigan DNR. Kristen, thanks so much for speaking with us on Stateside.
Oh, no problem. My pleasure.